What's up, party people? Welcome to episode 211 of Enter the Realm. Pull a chair up to the cool table, a group of like-minded podcasts and shows featuring Enter the Realm, Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Stasis Lock, Toy Detox, Building Up to It, Fresh Communication, Breaking the Mold, and Verbally Challenged. New music's available soon from the Cobra Law Records family, Nathan Haskell's Bandcamp. You can check out the entire Cobra Law Records catalog there. Send your What's in the Fucking Box and Shelf Life videos to
EnterTheRealmCast@gmail.com.
You can find us on Facebook. The group is Realm of Collectors. Instagram is @RealmofCollectors. We are in the stretch to get to 10,000 followers. Shout out to Ann Swan for steady putting in work over there. Make sure you're following the hashtag Realm of Collectors to see what the rest of the realm is up to. And our website is realmofcollectors.com, where you can order your rock box and look at all sorts of other cool stuff. If you're listening on an audio format such as Stitcher, Jimmy, give us a 5-star rating because that's what all the cool kids are doing. My name is Chris Pinkerton, if you're nasty. Joining me tonight is the Jackal Squad-ish, Jackal people. We're having a little technical difficulties tonight. Our on-assignment reporter has shown up to the studio for an assignment, but we're having some technical difficulties that we're going to try to straighten out while we run the show tonight. I say we. Dust is going to try to fix it. So,
I'm spinning plates, baby! Da-da-da!
Around the corners of my... what's this thing called? This program. What's it called?
We can call it whatever we want. Around the ETR roster, whatever the Here fuck you want to call it.
Going around all four corners of the yard. There we go. Let's just start right below me. Hi down there. Jan, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. my son walked in here and he said the cicadas were screaming, so I had to throw that in. That's hilarious. He's killing me with this. I think my aunt actually went nuts from that sound one time. It was really bad, but they're loud as hell.
Actually, you're
gonna die. That's what they sound to me. Like, you're gonna die. It sounds like they say you're gonna die.
Really?
It's so hot, you're gonna die.
I don't know about that. I think it sounds like have you ever been close to electric lines whenever it's hot out? It just sounds like you're standing too close to that shit. That's all it sounds like to me.
It's like white noise almost.
Yeah. Like they don't bother me. But I do think one summer it drove my aunt insane. Like she couldn't go outside. She was like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Dare to follow that up. The analyzer himself, Brian.
Yeah, I don't. There's some kind of mosquito disease in Delaware going around. It's like a crossbreed with horse flu or something. So.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, if I start going, hee-hee-hee, or nay, I can't even make the noise. Damn, I guess I don't have it.
Not yet. Not yet you can. You're going to be like Pinocchio when they turn into fucking mules.
Hey, Brian, you know how before we started we were playing with the cameras and making you backwards and not backwards?
Uh-huh.
Well, so on the YouTube stream, you're actually backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to go back to the other way.
You need to run it back. Run it back. Hey, and the guy.
I'm not backwards, right? You guys are telling me I'm not.
Right, you don't look backwards.
Now, I see your face. I don't see the back of your head. Is that what you mean?
You're not backwards on the stream, but you're just backwards.
I am backwards. That's
right. It's always good to be backwards.
Yeah.
Backwards.
It's backwards.
I'm just here to make things weird. That's all.
I'm looking at the YouTube stream, and it looks exactly the way I am here.
So. Well, like, I see the backwards writing on your hat. Right?
Yeah.
It is backwards.
Yeah, it is backwards.
And on the stream, it's not?
No, it is on the stream. Oh. We're going to figure this out. And the guy who's mainly going to figure that out is the glue that holds this ROC puzzle together. Ladies and gentlemen, Dust Mites is with us.
Got to figure out him turning his fucking camera around now?
I don't know. No, not that.
Yo. What's up, everybody?
All I heard was oi.
It's the
you got to. There he is. Now you're back. You're fine now. That's the Brian.
Now if I want to like, hey Chin, hey.
Yeah. You're touching her. Yeah.
All right.
And from the center square, we have.
All right, making his triumphant return to Enter the Realm after 2 weeks on assignment, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tyler the Collector. Okay, Tyler, we can't hear you, so all right, just check in with us.
Can you even see him?
I don't see him.
No, we don't see him, but we have audio listeners. Thanks for playing along. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's not really here. He's not really here. Hey, that was so much fun. Let's do it one more time in a segment I like to call What'd You Get? Chan.
Oh, God.
It's time to unroll the scroll. Already? It's the NJCC edition.
Oh, no. I'm like, I'm floating here. I'm like, what am I doing?
Oh, hang on.
We got it.
Hey.
Is that him? Say something.
You guys better hear me now.
I gave you a great introduction. I gave you a great introduction, but here he is live and living color, Tyler the Collector.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be back after a 2 week hiatus.
You were just telling us that assignment. So you had
anything that I'm sorry. Did anything that I send you help?
I just saw what you sent right now. I followed the Facebook Messenger assistant.
Oh,
what?
So they had a little like a contact us, and it was through Facebook, and they were like, do this, and this.
Oh, awesome.
So, there you go.
Voila. Yeah,
there you are.
Apple problems. Let me tell you.
Yeah. All right. So, we're into the disposable income stage of the show. So, Chan, I think we're on you for the unroll the scroll segment.
Unroll the scroll. Okay. We'll do that. Well, you guys saw the picture, right? JD posted.
I haven't been on the internet today.
When did you see? Oh. Wow, that's new.
I'm kidding. I was been on the internet.
I picked up a PlayArts Vader out of box. I got a really great price on him. He came with all the bits and pieces and everything. He doesn't seem to be a knockoff. He's great. I'm very happy about that. We got Avengers Captain America, Marvel Mystique, and War Machine. We got Ezra and a Emperor's Wrath Darth Vader, which I had never seen before, and it was nice to get in hand. And thanks to Pinkerton, we got two Snokes. And, still in box.
That's right.
Come on, guys. That's good stuff. And
Black Series Snokes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the throne.
Yeah.
Nice.
On the throne. We got a Bastion. DX9 made him. He's from Overwatch. I don't know if you guys play that video game or not, but it's pretty fun.
Oh, DX9 made that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Brian, we snagged a Robox from him from Thousand Toys.
Yeah, man. I'm
pretty excited about because that's one of my favorite toy lines ever.
I was packing up for the show. I'm like, instant sale right here. Put me right in the black.
And Vinny gave me a Where's the Wookiee Star Wars, like, find it, like a Where's Waldo book.
Oh, nice. Mm. That's cool.
Pretty fun.
That's different. Cool.
Yeah. So I was pretty excited about that just because, you know, it's Chewy. Come on. and then JD got Maverick off of Dust there, which is, you know, something else we needed in our collection. And a bunch of odds and ends of things from Second Chance Toys, which we run into those guys fairly often, and they usually give us a pretty good deal. They'll work out trades, stuff like that. And a bunch of little stuff, like individually packed stuff, like the Nick Fury 3-pack. We found that, and let's see, Prince Adam, the He-Man, and just, I don't know, like a bunch of little stuff. You guys can see the picture on Facebook.
Chotskis. A lot of chotskis?
Yeah, lots of little things. Lots of fun little things. We had a great
Everybody loves chotskis.
All right. Good deal. Let's see Dust.
Yo.
What about you?
Let's see. A lot of good times, good memories. Met a lot, some new people. Shout out to everybody that came through yesterday that were new to the show. What did I pick? I got in the mail from Amazon. I got the Colossus Juggernaut 2-pack.
Oh, nice.
And it was funny. It was like I actually walked into my Walmart and they had it. And I was like, oh, man, I went to grab it. And I'm like, whoa, let me check my pre-order. It had already shipped. So, you know, I just missed the fact that just getting going to a store and just buying it, you know. So I got that. And from the show yesterday, I really didn't have much time to walk around, or I just didn't care to because I was just hanging out with everybody. But Baltimore Brandon had a cable, Marvel Legends cable. So I got that off of him. So I guess I'm in the X-Force now. So
all right.
I was on Amazon today, and they had a pretty good price on Boom Boom and Cannonball. They were reduced, so I grabbed them real quick.
I was selling an X-Force Deadpool you could have picked up from me.
And what was the price?
$20.
Yeah, I would have got it for $20.
Hmm.
Hold on to it. I'll get it from you.
Could have, would have,
some guy bought it.
Ah. Well, fortunately for you, I have a pretty complete X-Force shelf, including the Build-A-Figure, that crazy dude that, probably need to talk to me about if you want to get all these older ones.
Yeah, no, what else is there? There's,
Shatterstar.
Yeah, he was like $8.
Okay.
I got him for $8. Domino was the only one I don't have, but Dom said he could get it for me for $10, so I'm holding
There you go. I'll shut the fuck up then.
Cheap.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Dom said he could get it for $10, but doesn't mean he's giving it to me for $10.
Yeah, you got to read between the lines there on that one. Yeah.
You know, that'll be $27 for that. Yeah, but yeah, that's it. All I got this week.
All right,
a new pair of Monarchs, nice, crispy, clean, white pair of Monarchs.
Lawnmower specials, right there, man. The ones one that you want to wear when you're gonna get them things all green, man.
Man, summertime's over, and you went with white anyway, huh?
Yeah, just in case I want to go to Wildwood and hit the boardwalk, you know?
That's right.
White and blue or white, black, red?
Oh, white and blue, baby.
Oh, OG.
Yeah, I went OG style.
OG Lawnmower Specials, buddy.
Shout out to Zappos, $40.
Hey, speaking of shoes, Tyler, you might have a little unpacking to do from 3 weeks gone here, so what'd you get?
Actually, I don't think I got much of anything, to be honest with you.
No.
I went and did some recon for you, Chris.
Right.
All right. I was hoping to spend some money, and I couldn't find anything that I wanted. I'm trying to think. I didn't get anything sneaker wise.
No. Hookups at the home spots or anything.
No.
Wow.
Pretty boring, actually. It's been too busy. Too busy vacationing and then too busy working. So
busy. So busy.
Yeah.
That shirt, Tyler, is that new?
No, this is old.
Yeah. I like plaid, but yeah, that's crazy.
Pull up a chair at the picnic table.
Right?
Place the eat coleslaw and ribs.
I got something delivering on Wednesday, though. So.
Good deal, man.
I have something for next week. Sorry, guys.
All right, that's no worries, Mr. Brink.
Yo, I got a scroll of my own.
Uh oh.
Yes.
Scroll competition.
Yeah. Let's see.
I can't use the same GIF for that one, man. I'll use this one. Woo! He's got a scroll.
I got tired of waiting for an e-bike coupon, too. I went ahead.
Whoa! Did he just sound like he's from fucking Australia for a second there?
It's been a long weekend, man. Sorry. So I took advantage of that eBay Bucks special they had a few weeks ago and picked up the Iron Factory DJD that's out so far. Tarn, the little guy, and the electric chair dude. And also I got an Iron Factory Mirage in as well. Let's see. And then from the show... did a little rock swappage with Jose. I gave him space on my table. He gave me an Iron Factory hound. So that worked out nicely.
Oh, nice.
And also, I was able to pick up the Captain America with the motorcycle. And also the Captain America with the very angry-looking Haley Atwell 2-pack. I would have liked a small smile. I mean, I don't know. She's just very stern.
Hey, you can't ask. You can't ask for that anymore, dude.
Yeah.
What a world you're living in.
Also, at the show, I picked up a Mimban Stormtrooper. I finally saw one in real life, so that was pretty cool. And
the Black Series one.
Yep. Yep. And also, lastly, in stock sale for Mythic. So I basically bought a Unicron's worth of Mythic Legions, and they got.
Wow.
I haven't even opened them yet. Actually, I posted my "What's in the fucking box" thing. I never even posted a pic of what it was. I guess I should have did that today.
Yeah, well, yeah, that whole doorstep—that's what was in the doorstep.
Yep.
Yeah. They were all Mythic Legions.
Yep. Some were Chris's. But,
Wow. Man, look at this Thunder Thief over here.
Is that a accurate unit of measurement now? A Unicron's worth?
It was.
All right. I'll remember that one.
Yeah, you never know. That definitely comes in handy, you know?
So was it $600 is his Unicron's worth? There you go. Feed the machine.
Got it. That does it for me, Chris.
All right.
What'd you get, Chris?
Oh, hey, thank you.
Your door open, man.
What's up?
These guys would have sorted this out by now. So this is one of those weeks where I got everything together that I got in the past, 7 days, and I'm really questioning my sanity. But it's actually probably 2 Unicron's worth. But nonetheless, the most important thing I got was I got another Ollie.
Another
Ollie. Gort had it on the table. Let's look here. Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 5 plus the test shot plus the recolor guy. Is it Sonic? They made a GoBot homage.
Yeah, the GoBot one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so. I know. Hey, for $20, man, I couldn't pass it up.
Oh, it was 20? Yeah, for $20, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm not army build needs at 60, but at 20, 30 bucks, I'll pick them up here. So they're just awesome. So fucking terrible.
Now, what version is that? Is that version 1, version Gort, 2, version 3?
I don't know the difference. Gort would have to fill us in on which version it is.
Actually, it's version 7.
This doesn't have to die cast in it, so it may be an early copy. Actually,
from the Bank of Brink.
It's a version 1, by the way.
Okay, thank you very much for letting me know. Maybe that's all I collect is the version 1s.
Ultra completist, one of each version.
That's right. From the Bank of Brink, he found me a chopper. Which nice. It's funny. Most of the time when you guys find stuff for me, I see it myself. Like before you actually get it to me. No, it's fine. The mythics that I wanted from that in-stock sale, which wasn't a whole lot, some blue skeleton dude, Pickaxe is his name, two of the skeleton builders, like skeleton dude, and it actually just says skeleton dudes on the side, and then this is, this guy's name's just ridiculous. It's this red knight guy, Vermis Vaniculus or Vernacular, no, it's Vorgas Vermilius.
Venereal disease.
Vanillin. Yeah.
In the blood armor.
That's right, in the blood armor. I got some head from Dust. Actually, Ace and Dust were fighting over who was going to give me head, but I ended up taking the head from Dust. He gave me the heads from the Beta Ray Bill. Is that where these are from? The two Hulk heads. And you know what's funny? I cannot remember the life of me why the fuck I wanted these. I don't know what I was going to do with them. I really don't know. Because I don't have the whole configure to put them on.
But you forced me to open them up, so.
Oh, come on. Well, that just forces you to open toys. I continue down my Mezco rabbit hole. Today I got in my wholesale cases of the Netflix Punisher. Nice. So I kept 2 of these for myself, open one already. It's really dope. Those are all gone. I got an opportunity to sell the couple I had extra, and. There we go. I had stuff come in. I got the Shadowland Daredevil, which I had before and sold and bought again. I think this one's actually brand new. I got another Street Gomez in. Nice. Got the at NJCC, actually, I picked up a really good price. The Old Man Logan, because the last one I had, I actually accidentally sold my empty box and had to send them my figure.
I remember that.
That was to Ian. And then I don't have any of the Judge Dredds, and this is the previous exclusive. It's often called the disco version because it's a really shiny suit he has on. It's missing like one little part, but the guy gave me a phenomenal deal on the Old Man Logan and the, I think it's $85 for both of those.
Oh, wow. That's
so it's missing one little piece. He's like, it's missing pieces. I'm like, what? Not, the helmet what or something?
The, does it come with the medicine ball? No.
No, medicine. No, that accessory's not.
Hey, Logan, throw the medicine ball.
And then I've got the, picked up the, I didn't pick up, I acquired the two, Shadow Assassin, limited editions that only came out in Hong Kong in numbers under 150, it seems. So this is the, black one, the black suit. That was the show exclusive. And then the harder to get one is the white suit. That was the store exclusive. And I think this one's like 130 pieces.
Yo. Well, hold on. Sportimus, I didn't time out anybody. I don't
I did. You know why did?
Because I'm not even on the YouTube page anymore.
Hang on. Because he said, if I said something like that, they'd put me on a timeout. And I'm just fucking with you, Sportimus, because you said that. So there you go.
Ask and ye shall receive.
Seek and ye shall find. Knock.
So, you know, I'm just tired. You know, everybody fucking blames me. You know what I mean? I'm fucking tired of this fucking shit.
Anyways, I chase shit down through people in Hong Kong, speak languages I don't speak, and he mailed me a box, and I opened it hoping it wasn't like a fucking beaded bracelet or something. But, yeah, so here we go. That's me. So there we go. So I'm thinking, since he hasn't been here in so long, we let Tyler go first.
You want me to go first and try this?
Yeah, this is where we find out that you can't screen share or some shit like that.
Probably.
Yeah. It probably might have been a good idea to, you know, test this
or figure it out.
Yeah, good times.
It's all right, Sportimus, man. I mean, Sportimus, when you come in here and you come in to chat, you hang out with us. You gotta have a tough hide, man. We're just fucking around, man. If you really did something that we're like, man, that's an issue, we would definitely hit you up on the side.
So. Well, hey, let's just play timeout roulette. Everybody in the chat, write somebody else's name that's in the chat. Whoever gets the most votes gets the timeout for 300 seconds. Ready, set.
Go.
All right, let's see what they do. While Tyler boots up here.
Well, it says that it's sharing. Can you guys see anything? Because it looks like my camera is still on.
Oh, no, hold on. Because there's so many people that are in here, it went to the bottom. So there it is. What do you guys want? You guys want full screen?
Yeah,
or you
do full screen. Yeah, okay. We don't need to see our beautiful faces.
Whoa, now we do.
Oh, Nightwingdom called out for Rogue War again.
Wow! I guess there's a little rivalry between Rogue War and Night. See, this is what it is in the chat squad, man. I got to go back and watch the old chats because there's a lot of shit going down in there.
Yeah, I know somebody that loves giving a phone call too, Deluxe.
So yeah, man. Shout out to the chat squad, man. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, bots in disguise was nice meeting you this weekend.
Yeah, that was cool. You know, we love you guys. We love the banter that you guys have here. And man, don't take it personal, man. We're just having fun. So
Don't take it personal.
Wow.
All right, Tyler. Here we go.
Can you guys see it? Is it loaded
up?
Yeah, it
looks great, first man. Try.
All right. Interesting, because normally the webcam turns off, but all right, we'll just keep it going.
Yeah, but they don't see you, so you're good.
Oh, it's fine. I don't care. all right, so it is a little heavy this week since I've been gone. I didn't pull everything. I just pulled kind of stuff that I thought that we would be interested in and that the viewers would be interested in. So if all I miss something, it's because it just isn't that cool and you probably shouldn't be collecting it. But...
That's my segment. Just
nothing, no joke. Oh, man, tough crowd tonight. All right, so we'll just jump into artwork. So for the Transformer fans, have you guys seen this one come across your deck yet?
No.
Yeah, so pretty cool Optimus Prime, kind of a more than meets the eye vibe, kind of the classic kind of a pose like he's coming down in the 86 movie.
Mm-hmm. So
pretty cool. Not a cheap one, though. Kind of surprised. For unframe, you're looking $95. And then, of course, we have your white frame, your black frame, and this one also will come in a very limited 50-piece run on the HD aluminum for $300. Can be yours.
Yeah, I can't help but notice that when Tyler posts these things, usually the unframed version is already sold out. But when it comes to Transformers, nothing's ever sold out.
Right. Should tell you something there.
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, it's funny what I've been noticing. A lot of the unframed, the quantities are going up. So, like, the unframed on this one, there's 300, where a lot of the times it's only like 150. So I think they're starting to catch on that the unframed stuff is selling out faster. So I think they're just making more of them.
Well, when it comes to Transformers, I mean, those collectors just need blue tack or some push pins, and they fucking put that shit right up
on a $90 print. Okay.
Actually, I got a little sticky tape.
Savages.
It's a double-sided sticky tape.
Oh, so you don't even see it on the corners. Nice. All right, so there you go. Black frame, white frame. I think they both look good. No, I'm an equal opportunist framer. All right, and there's your HD print.
Nice.
Yeah, I think this thing looks pretty sharp. So, got our signature. I thought that this one was kind of cool. It's titled Only Love, but it's a nice Wonder Woman piece, but it looks like it's printed on a Daily Planet newspaper.
That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's sharp. I haven't seen them do it before, so it's kind of cool. So it looks like she's walking out of some sort of rubble. Can't tell what it is, kind of saving a little girl. So pretty sharp piece. Again, multiple options.
Yeah, that's good.
That's looks good. That looks really good.
So hand signed
by Heather Edwards.
Hand signed, not printed. Or
my ex-wife's name is Heather.
They say a replicated signature. I think this is what they say. Dust on your mutant kick.
Yeah, wow. Billy Boy.
Kind of in a pop art style.
Nah, that's Bill, man. Like back in the day, I was a big New Mutants fan, and I loved the book, but I used to hate the art because it got too abstract when Bill came on. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. But as I got older, and now as an adult, I love his art style. But back when I was a kid, I loved the book. I loved the storylines. I loved the characters. But the art used to piss me off as a kid. And I love – that's fucking great, man. That's beautiful right there.
Yeah, this one looks pretty sharp. Go
for it, man. He does great work, man. He was so different back then. So different.
Only 100 of them, Dust. It was still available when I was pulling this.
Do you have a zoomed-in version on this one, Tyler?
Why? For your right-click save?
Nah, just kind of curious. Dust, maybe can you enlighten me? What's the character on the left?
That's Warlock.
Oh, okay. That's Warlock. That crazy robot Build-A-Figure.
He's from another planet, and gotcha. He could transform his techno-organic. And he, you know, when he came in, it was kind of like a comedy relief for the book. But actually, his race and his character turned out to be something big in the storylines, and it brought the techno-organic virus into the mutant world, and
bastards.
That caused a lot of fucking shit, man. So, but great really character.
Cool print, yeah,
that looks fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, definitely looks good. And then sticking with our mutant theme tonight,
Bub.
So we got an X-Men, Wolverine versus Juggernaut in this one. More of a, vintage feel, I guess you would say. I don't know. Just the kind of background, like the print vibe.
Yeah.
But still pretty sharp piece. No comment.
I like that one.
Man, you guys are tough tonight.
Oh, my God. It's fucking great.
Well, I don't know. You lost your shit on the last one. I was hoping,
No. It's dope, man. It's dope, but
I'm a little Juggernaut.
I don't know who Alex Horley is. Hey,
go back one. It's his,
like if you said Arthur Adams.
Automated. Yeah, it's printed on there.
Yeah.
All right, and then I threw a comic in there. I thought this was pretty cool, but it is a exact replica print, a Daredevil 181. So if I remember this book correctly, this is the one where Daredevil, or not Daredevil, Bullseye's in jail. He's got to break out, and I think he tries to kill Elektra, right, to take back his number one spot.
I can't disagree with you, but
yeah. See, I think the money right there is what is that? The sign by Frank Miller.
Yeah. So each of these are going to be hand signed. I thought it was kind of cool though. They said even down to the ads inside of it are going to be printed correctly. And that
gets
complete
replica. Yeah.
Yeah. So it came out like in the 60s originally. And yes, you stole the thunder there, Thunder Thief. Each one of these is going to be signed by Frank Miller.
Wow.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to go back and be my fluffer self.
So, I mean, how much does a Frank Miller signature go for at a con? Anybody know?
I don't think I've ever been to a con that he's been at.
I don't think I have either. No, I take that back. I think he was at Baltimore, but he was only there for one day. He only does like one day shots. He never does two or three.
Well, all right. So in the chat says Elektra dies in 181.
Okay.
Bullseye kills her. So there you go. So, all right. 1-to-1 scale. So we've seen a few other ones. The Stormtrooper, the Boba. Who else? We saw Star-Lord. A few more.
They had done this one already.
They are, and they're reissuing it. So this one's pretty cool. It's the three-piece Vader mask, sold out very quickly. So coming back out again, $109. Not a bad price if you want a Vader mask.
Maybe it's a toiler for the next movie.
It's a toiler. There you go. So unlike previous one, well, it is the one before it too, but the mask actually comes apart in three separate pieces, as you guys can kind of see here. Interior of the mask, pretty good. I mean, all things considered, for $100.
That's the one I have. Great mask.
Well, all right. So moving on to 6 scale here, kind of heavy. So Lord of the Rings fans, do we have any? Maybe.
I mean, I like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I like Lord of the Rings. All right. Well, we've seen a few. I thought this was kind of cool. So the Mouth of Sauron. So they were trying to hype it up. Apparently this figure came out once before, except he was kind of chubby apparently. So this is your slim version. Easy.
Wow.
I'm working on it. I'm gluten-free, baby.
Here we go.
Gluten-free.
You have a children's t-shirt with him?
Yeah.
That's
me. But I just like that they've taken the time to design a logo for the slim version.
Let's slap a logo on that t-shirt and sell it as the new ROC promo.
I don't remember the shirt.
Buy the shirt.
Well, he was basically showing that Frodo was dead to disenfranchise the army that was standing in front of him. Well, the thing is he was only in the special edition or in the bonus clips. He wasn't in the original release of the movie.
Maybe that's why I don't have any idea what the hell this is.
I can't even remember Lord of the Rings. I remember the old guy visits the little guy and that's it.
You guys want to go on a trip with me? Let's go see if we can find some crazy shit in the woods. Come on!
Wow. So,
I told you there'd be some crazy shit. Look at this little shirt. This guy that looks like that crazy new Batman.
He went to one of those discos, this guy. I got him at the disco.
You know what happened to his mouth? He was smoking those drugs.
Chewing the tobacco. That wacky tobacco.
He was chewing marijuana crack.
He was snorting those rocks
in the woods.
I've never been able to see that movie the same now.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys want to hear a story about how I got these scars on my mouth?
Does this shirt come in 4X?
You guys have any hoodies?
Well, the shirt's got its own name here. Mithril?
Yeah, Mithril. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Dragon scales.
Does that shirt come in tall?
Strong as dragon scales.
XLT.
Oh my gosh.
Is that like a hyper color shirt? Does it change colors?
And who doesn't need a 1/6 scale Antonio Banderas?
Antonio. Is this the slim version?
No, it's the yoked out version.
Oh my goodness. This is this That came out of left field. This whole Zorro bit, never saw this one coming.
So is it an anniversary of the movie or something?
It's funny you say that. So I thought the same thing. So I went and looked it up. The movie came out in 98. I'm like, they missed it.
Yeah. Right.
Last year.
The 21-year anniversary of The Mask of Zorro.
Oh, boy. It's 21.
I mean, if you're into Zorro, I mean, it's made by Blitzway. They've been decent. They're the ones who put out that Ghostbuster set a while ago.
Real quick, guys, I just want to run down the panel. Do you guys know anybody who lists this as a movie that is in their top 10 films of all time?
No.
Okay. I don't know. This just seems so out of left field. Like,
I'm guessing the license was cheap or free.
I'm pretty sure Once Upon a Time in Mexico is more on that upper, maybe top 20. But I don't think Zorro is even there for most people I know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just an odd license. So.
All right, and then from 3-0, we got the Night King from Game of Thrones. I about said Lord of the Rings. Jesus.
Same shit. One's a movie and the other's on pay TV.
Hey, you guys want to come in the woods and play in the snow? Ask him how we got those scars. And he told me I look like a fucked up version of Darth Maul.
I love the princess.
Killing me.
Darth Maul got too cold. He's even got a stick like Darth Maul.
What's Chris drinking tonight? I need to get up on that.
Black coffee and a bottle of water. That's what.
There it is. That'll do it.
Oh, I'm missing that.
Black coffee, no cream.
Man.
So, sorry, right. Tyler.
No worries. Anybody in on this? Is anybody that big of a Game of Thrones fan?
I'm definitely not. Still not.
I'm getting sick.
Nah, this guy's like the Snoke of Game of Thrones.
Dude, man, you know what the fuck?
So interesting.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
interesting.
Brian, you definitely nailed that. You definitely nailed that, man. You know, lead it up to be some sort of fucking big threat. It's all of a sudden he's gonna be the thing that's a big part of it, and all of a sudden, dead. Done. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
I will agree his death was stupid.
But when the prequels come out, everybody's going to want this figure like 5 years later. Be like, oh my god.
The prequel. Wow. Comes with everything seen here. It's pretty sad.
That's sad.
I wish it came with a skateboard.
For $200.
Why he can't? No dragon?
No dragon.
You know, you'll be dragging your ass to the bank or work to pay for it.
All right, Brian Brink, this one's for you.
Hey, it's the Jisk 3.5.
Yo, what's happening, everybody?
Wow. This is the back of the day when Jisk had the beard and. I've been watching a lot of old school Into the Realm, so.
Dude, I was going through some old Instagram too, and his beard was mad long.
Yeah, man, definitely go back if you want to go back on the old ETR episodes. If you're new to the show, start about ten or 11. 10 is when we had Jisk as a guest. 11 when he became a cast member, and I think that's when we definitely flourished because I went back and I've been watching them, not listening, watching because you know we were more video. It's just so fun, man. So fun, man.
Somebody
what a great ride.
Somebody order this and make a custom. Cut its hair, give it some sunglasses, put a baseball cap on it. You're good to go.
All right.
So they had to make it a 2.0 because apparently the 1.0 wasn't right. But
the 1.0 was way too fat.
But it was funny. looking at comments on this, apparently everybody says this one's still not right in the face.
It doesn't look great from here.
Right.
I don't know what he looks like.
I don't think he looks like. I don't know what he looks like either, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't look like that.
Somebody said it looked like a fat Forrest Gump when he's running. Damn, savage.
Wow.
That's pretty savage.
He's got some big ass boots.
So, oh.
Hey, whoa, yeah, I got some slides. Whoa, back it up. Beep, beep. Some Zorro in there.
Yeah. slides get out of order. Sue me. All right. Accessories here. I don't know what the pink thing is. Brink, help me out.
That's his umbrella that he uses as a wand sometimes.
Hello. It's a very small umbrella for a rather large man.
Hey. Hello.
Well, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
So, all right. And he comes with a dog.
Nice.
There you go, Chris.
A little dog, too.
Chris, do you want a 1/6 scale dog?
There it is.
Throw it up there next to your John Wick.
That's an expensive. You know what's weird about this figure? It looks like it's got rooted hair, but the beard is just plastic. It does not look great.
That is a weird combo.
It's like a chocolate oodles of noodles.
Right.
Ramen.
Like somebody got ramen.
When you leave your ramen sitting out for 3 days.
Painted it black.
All right, Chris, and to expand your ever-growing Keanu Reeves 1/6 collection.
Yeah, man. You know, I think I'm going to pass on this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wild. So we got a 2-pack, 1/6 scale Bill and Ted Excellent Adventures, also from Blitzway. Can be yours for $400 for the pair.
$400.
Guess it's not hateful. They got a lot of details.
A lot of accessories. Right, a lot of accessories.
I think Keanu's looks a lot better than the other one. Like the face sculpt.
I would agree. The other one looks older, right? Like they don't look like they're even the same age in this.
Right.
But even down to like the Converse Chuck Taylors, like they even got the rivets in the bottoms of the shoes, right?
So, you think they're jumping on, being that the fact they're doing new ones?
Well, they're supposed to be doing a new movie.
Yeah,
right?
The new movie's coming out, so maybe you think, oh man, we're gonna jump on this.
Oh man, probably tapping into nostalgia.
Yeah, well, it's Sideshow, of course. You know,
I don't know. I don't think it looks that terrible. I think it looks pretty good.
The tailoring on the clothes is phenomenal.
So, Chris, if they do a single, are you in?
They do a single for $150. Yeah, I'd probably.
Oh, these guys like it. So
the chat.
Oh, see, Tyler doesn't see this.
Oh, Tyler don't see the screen. See, yeah, he don't know. Yeah. He's not seeing it.
Dust,
so,
man. Huh? Johnny on the GIF with that.
Yeah, you know, I'm Johnny. Shout out to Johnny on the GIF.
Oh, my God.
Johnny on the GIF.
Oh, two different outfits, too.
I wonder if that head, Keanu head, would fit on John Wick.
What?
That would be funny.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know why I haven't swapped my Neo and my John Wick heads at least to see what they look like.
Is that like one of your things, like to get as many fucking Keanu fucking?
Honestly, at this point, it's not that hard to do. I need to get the Diamond Select John Wick, and I think I'll have everything that's come out.
Is there a Utah? There's no Utah.
Yeah. Not yet. It comes with a Gary Busey though, but the Gary Busey looks like Gary Busey looks like now.
Oh,
it's basically, it's like the mask. Jim Carrey's the mask, but with human flesh.
I've come to realize that, like, it, from that movie, I do look like I have the body and build of Gary Busey. And the finesse. I have the finesse of that Gary Busey.
I like how they show that you can take the shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
I guess that's important. I can't remember the movie if that was important.
I don't know. Shoes. Well, it looks like it even has the star on it. I don't know. Maybe they actually licensed them from Converse. It wouldn't surprise me if Converse will have a Bill and Ted tie-in when the new movie comes out. They've done things like that in the past. So, but you can see all the accessories, the guitars, the sunglasses, the payphone, I think is a nice touch.
That is.
So, and did you guys hear George Carlin's daughter is going to play the role of Rufus in the new one?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I did see that too. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I have nothing for that.
All right, so we saw the teaser.
Some people think it's cool. I think it's lame, but it's just me.
I think it's a cool nod, man. Yeah. All right, so we saw this at SDCC. We saw the teaser. Pre-orders have gone up, so you can get Princess Leia from Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, in her Endor gear.
Smells more like outdoor.
So, pretty cool. Comes with all the accessories we've kind of seen before. She will have removable hair to kind of get the head or get the helmet on. Comes with a poncho. I was kind of pleasantly surprised with the, I don't want to call it an outfit or clothes, whatever, underneath the poncho.
Just say tailoring. It makes you sound.
Tailoring is expertise on this.
He's very, very.
I was just watching this movie yesterday, and I don't remember ever seeing her in the outfit under the poncho, to be honest. I don't remember.
I guess that means you didn't.
Isn't it at the very end?
Maybe.
Like when they're having the party? I don't think she's rocking the poncho and the helmet. So.
Oh, maybe that's it.
I don't even know what that was supposed to mean. It's pretty cool that they're releasing this. So I guess that means they'll release the rest of the characters with the ponchos.
Yeah, so
let's play her by herself.
Oh, there it looks good, man. That's a good. There it is with the helmet. You know that look with the helmet, with the poncho.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
Like unbreakable
here.
So I like the stand. I like the base on this one too.
Yeah, it's cool.
Little knot. So, all right, and then we also saw her little buddy.
Hey, little buddy.
Nice.
Yup, yup. Dave is going nuts.
$200.
Energon Attic bought 7 of them.
Stop it.
He did. He said he bought 7.
So what we're looking at is the Hot Toys Wicket, the Ewok from, one of the Ewoks from Episode 6. I don't know how I feel about this. I didn't have a problem paying $200 for Yoda. I don't know.
How much was R2?
R2 can be, depending on which one you get, like 250.
Yeah,
it's the same size, right?
Yeah.
So why? Because it's an Ewok?
You spent this much on sneakers every 20 minutes a year ago, so.
It's true. Not about every 20 minutes, but yes, I'd buy multiple pairs a week.
Okay, well just.
My bad. I hit the wrong button.
Oh, I was going to say, what the hell was that?
Nah, that was my bad.
I thought I broke it.
No, great.
Comes with his num-nums.
Num-nums.
That's what he says, right? Num-nums?
Yeah.
Num-num.
So. So. Yeah. Complimentary base. His hands and a spear. So. Or.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
You can get the 2-pack for $420.
Well, that price seems right up Dave's alley. So.
What do you mean 4-pack?
No, the 2-pack.
Oh, a 2-pack, like Shakur.
Yeah, for $420.
Yeah, that'll probably make more sense, right?
Yeah, and we'll just kind of go through this. If you get the 2-pack, you get the exclusive accessory.
Oh, man, that is a really cool accessory.
You can make some beats.
Is somebody going back to Sideshow?
Yup, yup. Yup, up, but that.
Well, no, I can get it at BBTS.
Oh, it's not. It's okay. It's the I got you.
It's the accessories are exclusive to I can't even talk tonight. To the 2-pack. They've done it before. Han and Chewie, you got extra weapons. The Stormtrooper 2-pack, you got the weapons rack and I think an extra gun. What else had it? There was something else. What other 2-pack? Oh, Vader Tarkin.
A lot of 2-pack tonight.
Vader Tarkin, I think, was the chair and something else.
Yeah, you got the chair.
All right, looks good. I like the Stormtrooper and then the Death Star Gunner helmet. Looks good.
How did the Death Star Gunner helmet? I mean, that must have just fallen a long, long way.
Oh, with all the holes in it,
or just the fact that it's there.
I have no excuse. I couldn't explain it to you. I'm not going to try.
All right.
So, looks good. And then on to statues. So from Kota Bakia, 1/7 scale. It looks like everyone's kind of tapping into Batwoman with the new TV show coming out.
Yep.
Figure looks great if you're into Batwoman.
It does look good.
So removable mask. There you go.
Yeah.
So kind of the anime face, similar to what the Baroness we took a look at a couple of weeks ago. So
that's really sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good though.
Yeah. All right, Chris, up your alley.
Uh-oh.
I thought this was kind of cool with the cutout behind him. So we're taking a look at the Miles Morales into Spider-Verse, also from Kota Bakia. So
yeah, that's neat. The way they did the background with the whatever they call that, the dots, the coloring dot.
I like the webbing under the leg.
Oh, what was that what was that candy they came on the fucking paper? The button dots?
You
chew them off the paper?
No, that was acid.
Yeah. Now I remember.
No, it's but yeah, I never had that stuff.
Button candy. I think it was called button candy.
Gross. All right. I thought this looked pretty smart though. Yeah. Like if you want a mile. Yeah. So, all right, and from Iron Studios.
I don't know what the fuck.
What is this?
What, the Iron Studios?
No, you can't see.
See, you can't see it. The chat squad.
Oh, why are they talking?
See,
shit?
I think you can share you screen share monitors. And still see the screen, but
I'd have two monitors.
All right, so from Iron Studios, these guys have been killing it in that 1/10th battle diorama series. We've seen literally almost everybody, I think, at this point. Actually, that's what I got this week. I got the digital download of Infinity War. Damn, why can't I Endgame? Yeah. And I saw a post today. The Russo brothers said Nova was in there when the portals opened up, and some screenshot of it. It doesn't look like Nova. It looks like somebody's reaching.
Yeah, man.
So you know don't buy into the hype.
You know, when you need the writers and the directors to explain everything for a fucking year, come on.
Actually,
that's what I really hate about that fucking movie. They have to explain everything. Just enjoy for what the fuck it is. All right. Keep it
going. All right. But we got Tony down on his knees about to do the snap. And no, it doesn't light up, unfortunately. All right. And then this is their second edition, still from Iron Studios and their horror series. We saw the Jason a couple weeks ago. This time we got Freddy.
Nice.
It'll come in a regular and a deluxe. This is actually the deluxe at 165, kind of with the diorama that it comes on. The basic is 105. I looked for a picture, and to be honest, I didn't care enough to go find it without the base. Okay. I think if you were going to get it, that this would be the one to get anyway.
Yeah, so, man.
Looks good. A lot of details. Looks like you got some washes there on the claw. Glove. Do we have any Freddy fans?
Looks like Deluxe is in the chat, seems to be.
Yeah, he seems to like it.
There you go.
I like Freddy, but not enough to get this.
He's on that statue game now, too.
That's right.
Should I pick this one up, Deluxe? So, all right.
Whoa, the Phantom.
I thought this was like the most ridiculous thing I'd seen in some time. So, and it's 1/6 scale. So, also... pretty sizable statue. I've seen like a recent push for Phantom stuff, so I don't know if this is another anniversary or what.
There's something weird about this kit. Like it's the licensing is very strange on like it's open. I don't know what you call it, but like anybody can use it. There's no like licensing fees involved with this character or something crazy like that.
Is it because it's been around forever and they didn't renew the copyright or what?
It may be like literally something's expired because this has been around forever. I mean, was it Billy Zane played him in a movie? Like,
is that Billy Zane? Sorry, I had to go take a piss.
No,
Billy Zane
from the Titanic movie.
He's from the Titanic. Yo, you see Billy Zane in Titanic? What an asshole. He was pushing little kids and women out of the way. Fucking jerk off.
I was about to say Alec Baldwin, but that was the shadow, right?
Lemon.
It was in that weird
Alec Baldwin
comic book face.
I love Alec Baldwin. His hair is killer.
And I don't know what's going on with this wolf/werewolf looking thing. Like its head seems too big for its body.
It's very odd. And I've never heard of this company, and it's $330. I think I'll pass.
$400, I think. Wasn't it $399? 330. Yeah, you were right. So, yeah. It's got the ring on, the firing gun. I don't know. I mean, it's all right. All right, so now kind of getting into some bigger money stuff. So we got a premium format statue for Batman Beyond.
Get money.
two versions. We got a collector's edition for $5.75 and an exclusive edition for $5.95. And that exclusive edition will get you an alternate head sculpt. So if you are a Batman Beyond fan, this thing looks really sharp.
Now, yeah, it does.
Oh, there's the apple for Dan.
There's the apple.
Hey, Dan, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm just fluffing.
I only know Batman Beyond from the cartoon. In comics, is he like, you know, this kind of fucking physique and whatnot? I mean, just kind of curious.
Oh, you're talking the old Bruce Timm cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
I've never read him in any other fiction, so I'm just kind of curious if this is reminiscent.
I think this is
just
kind of
artists.
A stylized version of it more so than anything.
Yeah.
What well, if? The good news is that alternate head sculpt is the more anime. We'll get to it here in a second. But, I mean, it looks awesome. I think it pulls off everything it needs to be a Batman Beyond figure.
And, yeah. And
technically, there's two versions of this suit, too. There's, I mean, Bruce Wayne wore this when he was an old man. And then you can also have the Terry McGinnis.
So what do you think? Like the left side would be old man and the right side would be young
yeah,
buck?
It's, you know,
I'm going to say the one on the left, it looks like the Batman that that the Scarecrow saw when he got gassed in Batman Begins. Or that's what the vibe I'm getting.
I kind of like the head sculpt on the right better, actually, but I don't think it matches the body.
No, I
agree. No, it looks a little awkward.
So... But a lot of detail. Even it looks like you got some sort of mesh and like venting around his collarbones, clavicle area. Looks good. And if you're a Scarecrow fan, Chris, I got I got something coming up for you.
Oh boy,
there you go.
Holy moly!
Wow,
this one's pretty badass. So same price for the collector.
Is this quarter scale?
This
it's
is
got collector edition and collector edition.
Yeah, so there's an exclusive edition, but they were the same price. This thing is quarter scale.
So man, look at the
dead Robin coming out of the grave.
Holy shit.
Yeah, wow.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. So for our audio listeners, Scarecrow's like kind of standing on a tipped over tombstone. And there's a dead Robin crawling out of the grave with like a
yeah. That angle is wow. Look at that.
The Reaper with the Reaper sickle. This thing looks good.
The noose around the neck.
Yeah. So and then for the exclusive edition, you're going to get an alternate head sculpt, which you guys will see in a second. So we took a look at this freeze a couple weeks back, so you can kind of see how they look like together. Pretty sharp. But there's the exclusive portrait, the nightmare portrait.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with the light-up effects.
Yeah. I don't know about that hat, though. That
even if you just like put it out at Halloween, man, this is an awesome piece.
Yeah, 600, just for Halloween. That's great.
You know,
it's not like your Halloween. Ben Cooper masks and old-school 70s costumes you bought. You can spend 600 on a fucking Scarecrow.
Yeah,
it looks good, man.
Even look at the like the textures and the patterns like in the clothing.
They need to bring it down to a small scale for like $40.
All right. also
Legend scale.
Legend scale. Also from Iron Studios, we have a quarter scale Daredevil.
Wow.
His all red garb looks like he's standing on top of like a Catholic church. So we have the different angels and the what do they call them cherubs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a broken glass, stained glass window.
That looks good. Kind
of behind him is a base. I think this thing looks really good if you're a Daredevil fan.
Yeah. A lot of detail in that suit, man. Wow.
Look at the stonework there, Chris.
Yeah.
Are you impressed?
Just needs a little bit of a white dry brush. You'll be good to do it.
I like the, whatever you want to call it, baton or nunchuck around the back. Like, that's a nice touch.
Oh, I didn't even notice that right away. That's dope.
No, I didn't either. I was looking at his booty.
Whoa.
I'm right there for you, Chad. I was right there with you.
I know.
And not that I was looking at his booty, but I thought you would say that.
How much baby powder do you think he has to use to get that fruit on and off?
Enough to make pancake batter on a hot day.
Wow.
I think he's using Vaseline, man. I think he's lubing
up.
Oh, God. Some friction.
No.
Flippity slide.
So a couple more shots of the base. I think the stonework on this thing looks
Wow, cool. They belong to us.
And I like how they're kind of like broken and decaying.
Yeah, nice weathering there.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
That's All right, and then we got a few more things here. So from Iron Studios, 1/10 scale, 1989 Batmobile. This thing looks pretty sharp, and if you look, it does have snap-on machine guns there as well.
Hmm.
Does it roll?
It does roll. The canopy does open. The interior is complete.
I love how they call it a statue.
Or
wow,
wow! You saw the price point, right?
Yeah.
So this is our big ticket item of the night. So for like an additional almost $400. You get a really cool kind of a stand for it, very Batcave reminiscent, like when he pulls in and parks.
Yeah.
And then you actually get a Batman as well.
So this or two Unicrons? Let me think.
I would go with this over two Unicrons.
It's the same, yeah.
To be fair. I think it would be cooler if it was 1/6 scale. I know that Hot Toys Batmobile is highly desirable.
Ooh. Yeah, but it would be
so big.
It would be twice the price, though.
Twice the price?
Twice as nice. Maybe.
I don't know. Twice the price.
You could get just the Batmobile, the 6-scale Batmobile, for that kind of money. But the problem with those is, you know, it's got the armor piece that goes over it, and a lot of them are just scratched shit.
Yo, Josh said at least the Batmobile will be funded.
Oh.
But that
I can't necessarily disagree with him though. I'm sorry, like who doesn't want a Batmobile?
But yeah, Chris, you're right. That Hot Toys one shipped with the kind of plastic armor snap-on piece directly on top of it.
Yeah. So they basically tell you don't buy one unless you can look at it before you buy it.
Yes, they're tough to find one not scratched up. But get a daylight shot and then a couple beauty shots in here so you get the tail end with. Looks good.
That was like my all time. Like, I wish I had that car kind of car. Like, when I was a kid. That car. No, I mean, like, for real. Like,
imagine Chan with this car on the highways of Pennsylvania with her complaining and scrambling around and yelling and passing people on the wrong side of the road.
Better have a good horn on that thing. That's all I'm saying.
You have machine guns. You don't need a horn.
No. She'll have one of those. like a bike horn.
I had a Ford Festiva that was my mom's. I had it for a brief period of time.
Wow.
And it
was
sounded
it,
like
it light blue?
No,
was it light
red.
Blue?
No,
red Ford Festiva lunchbox.
Yeah, and it like it was a 4-speed, and it had the horn sounded like the Roadrunner, like me. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Get out of my way. Fuck you.
Sorry, Tyler. Go on.
No worries. I think the machine guns are actually the weakest part of this. They leave something to be desired.
No, I didn't. I mean, look at the knobbiness on the tires. I thought he had slicks on there for a minute. I guess not. It's pretty awesome.
But that's it. That is everything tonight.
Yeah.
I feel like I took up way too much time, but we had ground.
No, not
at all, man.
No worries at all.
Yeah, pick up some slack in the last couple of weeks.
All right, let me get loaded here, and we'll look at some action figure news. Actually, had a couple events this past week I don't want to see your tips again. I just want
shout out to the chat squad, man. They're really fucking holding it down tonight, man. A lot of action in there tonight.
Chan would run out of ammo.
I mean, it's not a lie.
That's a good one.
All right.
Who said that? Hang on. Oh, that was Sportimus.
Yeah, cool. Like high five, man. Like
everybody, everybody see the Mountain Dew here?
We got a couple of good job Tylers, a little great job Tylers. Well nice. Done, Tylers.
Thanks,
well,
guys.
They missed you, man.
Look at that. Can you see it now? Can you see all the fanciness now?
I can.
Well, I can't. So when you're done being,
all right. Are we doing full screen? Or are we doing guys on the side, Brady Bunch style? What do you guys want to do?
Well, I'm doing chat on the side, so you should probably do full screen.
So and we can still see the chat.
Yeah. All right, so let's get started here. Up first, this was an SDCC exclusive: the Star Wars Black Series Sith Trooper. And now it's repackaged into a normal package, and it'll be available at D23. So
STCC one came with all the extra like guns and accessories too, right?
Yeah, it was more of a deluxe edition, and this is just kind of a standard release. So if you're one of those boxed completists, there's one more thing for you to chase. I'm kind of disappointed that they didn't change the package for this new movie, but I guess they're just going to stick with the same numbering of things on the side for the time being. And that's really the only Star Wars thing there is. So, hey, guess what? PowerCon was this weekend, and apparently PowerCon has been a He-Man kind of convention. It's just whatever now because Super 7 is now the 52nd company to be making Ninja Turtles. These are $85 a piece. No, I'm kidding. Oh. They're not.
Oh my god.
No. I kid.
I knew he was kidding.
But I bet you they're pricey. I didn't see a price for the Ninja Turtles. I'm sure somebody in the chat.
They're probably. Well, I saw a thing. I think I saw them listed at $40.
Yeah, okay. They're pretty pricey. So these are basically updated versions of your original movie toys. Jesus. So here we have Baxter Stockman and
Sportman says he was at PowerCon.
Splinter, nice.
I think Caleb wants too, right?
Mervin,
and he said 35 to 45.
Hmm. Yeah. So let's take a look at some of the stuff they show. They showed a classic foot soldier with his rack of guns and whatnot.
I was going to say the weapons even come on that old,
old school rack.
Oh, yeah, where you had to cut them off or snap them off.
That's really cool. And it's kind of lazy, but it's cool at the same time. Hey, just build it all into the sprue, and then sprue can become a rack.
Well, these are definitely homaging the toys.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
The original, yeah.
Yeah, they are homaging the toys. So here's Raphael. So, and apparently the first wave only has one turtle in it. So they're doing one turtle and then side characters, waves of four.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, it's a unique way to do it. It keeps people interested, I think.
Yeah. I get it. That's good.
Is one head hard and one head squishy?
I don't know.
Whoa!
I didn't go that much into it. So these,
whoa!
This, I guess this is our first wave for October. So it's Splinter, Baxter Stockman, the foot soldier, and Raph.
I like the extra accessories from the cartoon, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is neat. That
is that the turtle communicator down there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, the little shell that opens up.
Yeah, what's the one next to it?
I don't know.
I think they had two different kinds.
Yeah, I think
is that the one that they use with the neutrinos? I'm digging deep here.
Yeah, you are. You're past me.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. It's cool that they like.
Tyler's in Ashley mode right now. Well,
I'm guessing.
I mean, if you look at something even as silly as they, you know, colored this shit, it's not just the same color as the sprue. So that's
a nice touch.
That's pretty neat. Then Super 7 also has gotten the license to do the movie version of the Conan figures. Just kind of out of left field, so I'm pretty sure this stuff might be kind of mythic for some people.
Krom!
Yeah. Look at the pecs on that guy.
Krom, I'm coming for you, Krom!
So here is the Arnold with the swords and... Hey, 3D print much?
Really good, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, guys.
Not that part.
Get the filler. Yeah, I mean, it's looking good.
Shout out to Tuesdays.
And I don't know who these people are. If you guys know who they are, please chime in. I love this head sculpt, though.
I can't remember his name.
I love the head sculpts for that dude. Oh, there's another one of those because I'm out of order, too, tonight. And here's this dude's helmet. You just fuck this. I don't know if I'd even bother having a mustache if I had to wear that.
It's get all stuck and shit.
Yeah. There's this confused looking lad. Or just a woman. I don't know.
Is that Brianna Tall?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Or is that Bricks on a Dollar?
I don't think. Yeah. That was a good one.
No beard.
Yeah. So there he is without the hat. That was the guy that killed Conan's mother in Folds of Doom Troops. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in 1,000 years.
I loved those movies.
I thought it was a singer from Megadeth.
Take a mortal man and put him in control.
We'll keep it rolling here.
He's actually got cancer.
Dave Mustaine has cancer?
Yes.
That happens. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Shit, you learn. All right.
Yeah.
Hang on. Just got to go fund me.
To talk amongst yourselves for a minute. Hang on a sec.
Coffee's late.
Coffee's late? Really?
An hour late.
Wow. Really? I guess we're going to do...
Bramer says that older versions of these characters from NECA are outrageous in price, so he's looking forward to having these new options.
And I was just going to go to this right real quick.
And we're back.
I thought probably nobody's seen it because we were screen sharing.
Mm.
There we go. Sorry about that. My mic stand decided to come apart, so I had to put it back together real quick. So, yeah, Conan, there you go. And we've seen these before, but here's the actual images of the figures themselves, the prototypes. So here's the Ultimate Thundercats from Super 7. They're claiming there's going to be four figures in each wave, and a wave basically, I think, once a quarter. Yeah. Over the next year that's promised.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah.
And from what I heard, too, Mervin said that these were all hand-painted, so Mervin. Jury is still out on whether or not they're going to be shiny. Like
go
those
back one.
Ones that they Damn. Made.
His face looks kind of funny.
The face looks funny. The face looks like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spill the mayonnaise all over the cat, Mom.
I thought it kind of looked like he was taking a dump.
See what I did with cat and mayonnaise? Never mind. Okay.
I got it. Yeah.
So here he is with the swords and all the furry claws and the non-furry claws in the hands. And he comes with an additional head where he doesn't look like he's saying sorry.
That one looks better.
Yeah. It
definitely does. Definitely. That's the original.
Sword of Omens. Right.
Sword of Omens. Give me mascara on top of mascara.
You know, this, looking at this, his face looks weird too.
It does.
This is Panthro. And I think it's awesome that they're including this mask. Because I remember the sleeping mask. I remember there's an episode where he's asleep in the bed. I don't know why I remember that. But.
Look like blue blockers to me.
Blocker.
Blue blockers. Wow.
I got a pair. You know why I got a pair. Yeah, of course I do, man.
Those are the glasses you wear on top of your glasses.
Do you like wearing glasses on your glasses? Let me tell you about blue blockers. They're great. It's fantastic.
I can drive at night.
And now they're tinted, so they're blue blockers plus. FOG says, I can't see a goddamn thing. What I couldn't see before I put them on.
You can't see me even with a pair of blue blockers.
I'm like John Cena. But I just can't see you.
Are they all going to come with a face that looks like they really are having a hard time taking a shit? Like, is that really how this is going to go?
That was me at NJCC.
Like screaming, like can't poop.
Here's Jackalman. he might have that exact condition.
Oh no!
Where he might have you know,
is that Jackal Man or is that Jackal Squad?
Maybe we got a new mascot. So, and here's Mumra, the ever living. Shout out to my guy C Jism, who designed this soft goods cape for the
director. Yeah, that's cool.
It was awesome to see that. He's all over the place.
Jeez, man.
But yeah, so there's those images there. And this is Mattel, and I forgive me in advance. These may be horribly out of order because shout out to Toy Arc. We always get stuff from there, and their coverage was great, but it was very hard to order. It was just pictures, and I'm trying to put them in order, and if it's fucked up, sorry. But here's the what are they calling this, Brian? The OG triple OG line.
Yeah, I forget what they call
it. It's the original
vintage classics. I don't know.
Vintage up. Yeah, so this is like the original figures, but with better today's articulation.
Right.
So you'll have not just 5 points of articulation, but here's the trap jaw. And this is cool. Here's He-Man on the new articulated Battle Cat that can do this. Battle Cat, standing awkwardly on a pile of rocks. Battle Cat. I just wonder, does the armor come off?
Boom, 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 boom. I don't see any ankle rocker on those.
Yeah, man.
If you're going to do it, right? Come on. I need my cat to sprawl out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, Jim. Maybe they're trying to avoid the issues of the Mattel one had where it didn't want to stand up.
It's possible. Mine's been standing just fine.
That armor definitely comes off.
There it is. So that basically automatically means you're getting a purple one too. So
that just looks weird.
So furry. Yeah. I like that they kept like the original aesthetic for this horrible helmet. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have any eye holes.
Can't see where I'm going.
Yeah, you know, Brammer makes a good point. They are that good kids' toys. It's like good, like first young little.
Yeah, but kid, how much is this kid's toy?
I mean, I guarantee you this Battle Cat's like $60.
Yeah, that's not a kid's toy. That's not a kid's toy.
Well, I'm not going to.
When you walk in and you pick something off of the peg for like $4.99, that's a kid's toy.
No, I don't
that's not a kid's toy. I'm not giving my fucking 2-year-old son I don't even have a son. I'm not giving no kid a fucking Battle Cat for $60. Ain't happening, Captain. I'll give him a bag of fucking potato chips and say, have a good night.
Well, maybe this will put things into perspective. So they're making the Sky Sled, which was, you know, Prince Adam's favorite thing to ride around on. Mm-hmm. And it is going
as
to
long
be...
as long as people keep putting quarters in it.
Right, exactly. And apparently it comes with this microphone here. It's a pretty cool accessory.
Yeah.
It's called the Shadow Mic. And this, it comes with an iPhone 6S Plus, I don't know.
Plus!
I thought he was sitting on that microphone for a second.
I did, too, for a second.
Well, he's sitting on something.
He wrote his paint is 15 degrees counterclockwise.
They don't call him Prince Adam for nothing.
I think it's funny that this thing has alternate head sculpts.
It does, and it has alternate features. And this is going to be available next fall. It's $30 because apparently it takes them 2 years to make anything.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so this is cool. There's all new mini comics coming. Here's the draft artwork for some of those. I thoroughly enjoyed that part of He-Man.
Yeah, that was dope. Yeah, I like
the artwork.
Too.
The very, very cool artwork that was in those. And hey, guess what? We don't really talk much about wrestling figures on here, but God, we couldn't miss this. Here are the mashups between the Masters of the Universe and the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Slim Jim?
It's in my ass.
Slim Man at Arms for Eternia. Oh, yeah.
They don't call them Man at Arms for nothing, you know? Why?
Yeah. Why? So, Chris, are you jumping on board for this line?
I don't know if Dust has the Hell to the Gnaw he can play. No, I'm definitely not in on these. But you know, it is cool. It's got, I guess, kind of a battle armor gimmick here.
That's right. If you would hit it, and it would switch and get damaged or damaged.
Yeah, so here's Rey Mysterio as
Stratos.
Which kind of works. I don't have all these images. I'm sorry. I just have a few. They show this stuff at SDCC. I don't know if it got covered or not. But here is, I believe this is, it may be all three of the New Day guys. I don't know how this turns around. This would be hilarious.
That's funny.
With Kofi Kingston, Big E, and Xavier Woods.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great, but it appears to be I don't even know which one of the guys this is. I think it might be Big E, but I thought that was pretty cool. And hey, out of the blue, I just thought this would be interesting to talk about.
Out of the blue,
the man who's been living inside of Kevin Smith's body for the past 4 years.
It looks like a turtle. Turtle the turtle.
Shout out to this guy for you know whatever he did. He is executive producing and heavily involved in the Masters of the Universe Revelation Netflix anime series, which is supposed to pick up after the events of the original cartoon. And they say they're going to, they're going to answer questions that people have been asking for years about. The best I can remember, those were 22-minute toy commercials.
Yeah, and what people, what answers, what questions?
Monsters of the week kind of deal.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I am.
Yeah, he's been hanging
around. Actually, did Skeletor take a piss? Mm-hmm. Was he able to take a piss in the toilet?
Yeah, Royal Load.
What questions?
So, apparently, shout out to Caleb for reporting this. Apparently, this dude was just wandering around the convention talking to people, which is pretty cool. I guess it's a kind of...
Yeah, he's a good
collection or convention.
But he looks like he looks like the turtle that raced Bugs Bunny back in like 1947.
I am a Kevin Smith fan, so I'm like, I'm interested to see what he does with this. You know,
yeah,
like,
it'll be interesting. And it's apparently a long. It's pretty far along, you know. So they're
That's what I was gonna say. He's been kind of hinting around at it on his podcast for a while.
No shit.
And Mark Bernardin is also involved.
Who?
Like it's his co-host on what's it called now? Fat Man Beyond. He's done a bunch of comic writing. He's done quite a bit.
So this will be.
Are you
cool.
looking forward to this too, Tyler? You're gonna check it out?
I'm gonna definitely check.
I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan, so I'll check it out. So, and then if you didn't know, Dust, he had a heart attack and almost died.
Of course, I know.
And then he went vegan. So
I know, and he's got a really, really, really awkward, relationship with his daughter, and I get it.
Gluten free dust. Come on.
All right, moving on here. McFarlane released images of their Sub-Zero figure, and I'm not sure what Mortal Kombat this is from.
Wait, who's making this?
McFarlane.
Is that from the new one?
I don't know.
Saw this.
That's the KO company.
I think we saw it at one of the shows, but this is the first time we've seen the images in hand of like the product for pre-order. So this will be a 7-inch figure, just you know, so it doesn't match up with anything. And maybe somebody in the chat can tell us who the hell this, what game this is from.
I think that's Mortal Kombat.
Oh, thanks. There's 22 Mortal Kombat. So, okay, Mortal Kombat 11. Did you really just ask? Okay.
Maybe it's the Genesis one.
No, it's Mortal Kombat 11, Nick Bramer. So. Anywho, that's the first one to go up. This is the NECA New York Comic-Con 2-pack exclusive. It's Batman versus the Joker alien.
Yeah, didn't this come out already?
I think it had the regular alien.
I think it was just the black alien.
Oh, that's dope with the Joker. Yeah, okay, I see.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who put on the lipstick because here's the box.
Lipstick.
I think Batman's rocking a different suit in this too.
Yeah, it's a different. If it's a darker suit, it was more of like a most Super Friends kind of vibe. The one that came out of SDCC. I'm not crazy about the head sculpt on this thing, but that's no different. I'm seriously wondering who takes the time to put the. You ever see?
It's a great fucking concept, though, man. That's dope. It is.
Yeah. I like the green. The green dome really makes it happen. So,
yeah, it's fine.
Oh, hey, it's time for Dragon Ball with Just Dan. You have your work cut out for you tonight. I am.
I do. Oh no.
And once again, I apologize because there was at a point I didn't know if this was new shit or not. So if it's not new, just tell me and we'll move on. We start with this person.
Oh God!
Is that lady
Android something?
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea. I don't know that yet. I am not up on all the fresh new stuff at this.
All right. So she has a donut and she points at the hole in the donut. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Look, there's a joint.
I know what that means.
So she apparently right. has something to do.
Yeah, with swipe right.
Is that Guy Gardner on the left?
So it's Android 19, Nick Brammer believes. Nope, it's 21. It's
21. Mind. Yeah. Those are.
That
yeah,
is
the,
I
don't watch that. Like Eric says, it's from Dragon Ball FighterZ. I don't watch.
All right,
that.
Well,
I'm not there yet, I guess.
Are any of these new? These other characters? Are these all?
No,
new?
They're all characters that have been released already.
Okay, and I know this fat guy that's not always fat.
No, that's Majin Buu. That's Fat Buu, and then that's
if you
Evil
transformed
Buu.
Like this dude does, I don't think, you know, don't easy me. What about Thea? And there she is with this other person. Okay, and donuts. And then, hey, this guy with blue hair, is he new?
I don't know if that's a new figure or not. I don't think that's a new one. That's Goku, of course. I don't know if any of those are new, actually. Their hair looks shinier.
And honestly, that could be the only difference that they've
really maybe they're new, yeah.
Wait a minute. Can you go back?
A repaint?
Is that Goku? No, forward, that one. Is that Goku in the back, like all roided out?
No, that's Broly.
Oh, that's the guy with
the carpet. All roided out.
The carpet it is wrapped new, around his waist.
But it's not a carpet.
Energon's saying it is new. What's new about it? Please tell me, because I don't know.
That's not a carpet. It's the ear of some animal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, ear of the luck dragon.
Mm-hmm. No.
So these guys are saying these are all SHF
on the better buddy. Oh, okay. So it's basically just a new release.
So this is new segment. Figures. It's a Dragon Ball with no Dan and no Chan.
So I'll go through these.
I don't
quick.
Have cable, so I don't keep up with all this stuff.
I don't know,
but you know the show.
Uh huh. Yeah.
There it is.
I love
you know
it.
The
I
show,
love the
but
show.
Not the figures. Figures. Yeah,
I don't know who's new here. I mean, I know all these guys look like we've looked at them before, but maybe there's new versions of them.
I mean, maybe it's like Energon said.
Wow.
Maybe it's just they're re-releasing them with the new bodies that they've put together. Because I mean, the older figures weren't that great, and the newer ones have been a lot better. So I mean, that could just be what's maybe. Going on.
I don't know, but there's a bunch of them, and maybe they're all new. Yeah, Nightwing says, "Dan, we need you."
Yeah, that's Kid Goku. Well, he like Dan watches everything as it goes.
And here is two dudes with short hair. I don't know,
straight from the barber,
maybe. And then there's this dude that I know was an exclusive at one point.
Yeah, that's like
that's Goku Black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's the end of that segment. Thank God. Sorry. So, Mezco Toys had put up a pre-order a while back for a Hellboy from the new movie. And guess what? They thought that wasn't enough. So there's a previews exclusive version of Hellboy. Comes with different accessories. Here's what you got with the original release. The box, the guns, the horseshoe, a bunch of hands, stands, a couple heads. And here's what you get with the new one. The exclusive
on.
Gets
wow.
The BPRD shirt, the belt, one gun, flaming sword. It comes with the Rama horns as well as the head without them and the flame crown effect, which is actually pretty cool. Yeah, so you can get this from your favorite retailer that has a diamond account, which is not. Crashbox Customs is the official Mezco 112 provider of the Realm of Collectors. Mention Realm when ordering for a free gift. Let's take a look at what's available right now from Crashbox. Available for pre-order is the Harley Quinn Deluxe Edition, the Iron Fist, now with Sash, still available for pre-order. The Freddy Krueger from Mezco. The Cyclops from Mezco. Cable. And actually, I just sold out of Punishers here this afternoon. And think I still have a couple left here on this Sovereign Knight Batman. This has started to fulfill, but Diamond is PX is really shitty about canceling people's allotments, so I'm making sure I get all mine before I try to sell any extras. And hey, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the 2019 Rock Box is available for order. Thank you to the Realm community. We have sold 71 of 100 of these in 1 week.
Woo!
Yeah. So pre-orders close September 2nd or at sellouts. It's $60 for pickup. It comes with two shirts. They're two completely different shirts, completely different designs. One is a black shirt and the other is a lighter color. So the people who are like, I don't wear black shirts, Gary, you'll have a different color shirt to wear.
Fuck him. He's moving to Florida. Who cares?
That's right. He's going to be all suntan and sand in his
all pink.
So $60 pickup at the IROC get together at TFCon in Reston, Virginia. Outside DC, or $70 shipped in the US. If you need international shipping, just order it shipped and then send me a message and we'll get you sorted out once it comes time to ship them. Then they will ship after the show is over. And if you pre-order and do the pickup, there is a $200 drawing for the Agabus giveaway like we normally do. So just keep that in mind. You get two tickets if you do a pre-order, and if you actually just if we have any left, if you buy at the show, you get one ticket. So don't miss out on this. If you're waiting to get it, make sure you go ahead and get those orders in, because at this point, it looks like we'll be done with it before we ever get to the show. So that's my time.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Gone. He's gone.
Maybe he hit leave.
Yeah, he, or maybe I hit leave. Chris, where you at? All right.
Chris isn't here, man.
He's out.
Putting our boxes together.
Fuck him. Fuck him. There he is. He's back. And he's back.
I don't know how far I got in that.
You got to the end.
Okay. You got to the rock box part, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We're good.
All right. So.
All right.
Man, 20 minutes to get through the Transformers news. Can we do it?
I highly doubt it.
I don't know how much scrapings there is. So.
It's not a lot.
Well, there's got to be some scrapings, right?
Maybe some.
Scraping.
I can't tell if you're sharing my screen.
I'm getting there.
Relax. Okey-dokey.
Relax.
Hey. There it is. I see it.
Oh, wow. Now that you steered your screen, that's when we hear the chit.
Oh. Yeah.
You were good all episode, so it's got
to
be a processor.
I made sure not to touch my computer.
It's a processor thing.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Deal with it, people.
Deal with it. All right. Let's get on with the Robit news.
Robit. All
right. Here we go. Hey, start out, we got to have a Unicron update, right? Because don't worry. You only have to go through this for another 2 weeks. And then that'll be that. But here we go. Hey, look, the head is detachable. And from what I understand, this has been common knowledge all this time, but no one really cared. But they're showing that the head is detachable. And maybe if it doesn't get funded, we'll only get a head. That would be fine, right? No? Yes? Good? No one cares. All right. And also what they're showing here is this thing's going to have alternate faces. So you got your...
I know a lot of people like that.
Normal face and their battle damage face. Hmm. With the cracked eyes. You know, I think Hurricane BX had mentioned that before.
Why would they not have just... this is dumb. This is so dumb that they waited till almost time to go home on this to show you the stuff.
My guess is it probably wasn't there. And they're like, oh shit, let's try to make something else.
we got to bump this up. Yeah. Pump
maybe,
up.
Maybe. The stretch goals.
Yep, and here's what happens when you go to change the faces. Ah!
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I posted just that picture and said something similar.
So, yikes. So they went in and molded all the detail underneath this thing. And they said it has movable eyes. We can see here, I guess, that they don't light up, but the pupils are movable. So when you have the regular face on there, you can see them move. Hmm. And so there's that.
I like that.
That
they have him slightly cross-eyed.
He's kind of got a trap jaw vibe.
It's a face only a mother could love.
Ooh. All right. And Tyler, we're doing charts here now that you may
charts.
Have missed.
Oh, I have been watching.
Okay.
Very steadily.
So let's see. Where were we? I think we were here last time, and now we're here. So we haven't really moved. And this red line just gets further and further away. But rumor has it that all these websites that are taking these other pre-orders overseas, onshore, blah, 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 they're going to lump all that crap in here probably in the last week or so.
So you think BBTS has not actually ordered anything yet?
You know, I've heard that the overseas places like the Takaratomi Mall where they're taking the pre-orders, like they haven't added those in.
See, I read that too. So... And
then Australia, they're like Hasbro Australia is taking orders as well.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it still has a shot. I still don't think it's going to make it.
Hello. Why is there an echo? So I think that's bad business if they're not just including those as they go, because it gives people, I think the closer it gets, the more likely people that are on the fence are to do it.
And so Tyler, I have this other chart. Sorry to show you all the numbers, but it keeps
I'm
going
so
back.
Excited.
But basically what I did was based on how the percentages change for the barge, I created a forecast model for Unicron. And
Graphalizer right here in the house.
So last
Otal, you haven't been here in a few weeks. This is what we've been doing. The Graphalizer.
The Tyler, for if you don't remember or if you haven't been paying attention, the purple line would be the initial projection based on the exact path that the barge took.
Okay.
The scaling it for 8,000 instead of 5,000, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then the orange line is what the barge did. And then, so this blue line is where we're at now, the dark blue. And then the light blue, based on what's left here, this is how it would trend. And I've been happy to see that this point has been changing as we move on. So it used to be up here, like around 12,000, and now we're just around 10,500. So because we didn't get the bump here that we are expecting like we saw last week, it's just straight ahead now. So, you know, again, it's a forecast based on nothing if they're not pushing the numbers in here to show us what's actually happening. So, but anyway.
Dust, grab Josh's comment for the screen there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where is it? Oh, there it is.
Yeah. If this thing gets funded legitimately, I will try to find a way to lick my stump. So.
Wow.
So anyway, that's where we're at. Again, I'm updating this, you know, how many, like every other day.
How many days are left?
12.
12 days left. And how many more units are needed?
5,262.
Holy mackerel.
So, yeah, but
that's a lot. At this
how many
time,
days? How many days left?
12.
So that's what, over 400 a day? So
yes, 439 a day.
Good luck.
Yep. And so, and as a comparison, the barge at this day was 3,500 away from 5,000. So, I mean, but it was only behind by like 300 or so. So, or 400.
Do you think they're going to fudge the numbers and put it out anyway and just
I think this is coming out either way.
Yeah, I think so. They're going to do it anyway, man. They're going to fuck it. We're gonna...
Well, the funny thing is on Instagram, someone posted, it was an interview that some Star Wars collector was doing with the Russo brothers, and the Russo brothers had mentioned that that Feige had bought like a lot of barges. So, I don't know, maybe that's what this has to do with, because he wanted to see it fund or something like that. That's supposedly what was said in that interview. Who knows if that's true or not, but I was just wondering if Michael Bay would be the white knight here to come and rescue this.
You know, I bet you it would be Stan Bush.
Oh. Stan Bush. Yeah. You know, it's funny, man, I was watching Glow, and what is it, The Touch came on?
I have to watch season 3. I'm gonna watch it on the plane to Montana this week.
Montana.
Oof. Yeah, I'm going to Yellowstone. I'm on a trip with work. Yeah.
My family was just in Yellowstone this week.
How about
they live? I got someone here that could see me.
Oh man, my favorite segment of the show.
All right, it's the Seed Smash Up. Da 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 da. Da, 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 da.
And Tyler, I was sad that you weren't here the last 2 weeks. We had some good ones. This week is not so good. And also, I just realized now that I forgot to put in the photos, the how we do this. So basically, we're just going to go straight to the... yeah, so if you have two iron hides and some cog figures and a six gun, bam, here's what you got.
Wow.
Lovely.
He's got some Hellboy hands.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What do they call that? The hand of doom? Is that what that's called?
That calls the hand of trash.
Wow.
Crazy thumb.
This is dumb.
This is new news? That's awesome. Oh, look at this. No, Tupac. We just go back. It's not Tupac. It's Tupac. Go back. Oh, is that four cock? I can't see. Is there two? No, that's on the arm. That's Tupac right there.
Two red rockets. There.
Yeah. All if you hear me. Tupac.
And yeah, and then here's his kind of doing his Hellboy thing with the one hand. Strong hand.
Oh man.
Well, thanks, dude that did this.
Oh man, I think I'm missing a slide.
This was definitely a Transformer virgin.
I'm missing a slide, son of a bitch. Oh well, Chris, I'll have put it in next time.
It's all right.
Sorry. All right, so Legends Plus news from Mech Fans Toys. We got the Astro Train that they're making here.
Don't they do repaint?
Oh, we didn't cover
KOs. Don't they KO?
Well, this looks maybe to be an original mold, perhaps.
Wow. Wow, looks good.
Dance if you want to. Leave your friend behind.
All right, you gonna wrap this up in 12 minutes?
Dance.
That's why he's killing time right now. He's only got six pictures.
Into Iron Factory.
There's no news.
Iron Factory news. This blue Rainmaker Seeker is finally dropped for those who pre-ordered them earlier this year. I actually did use an eBay coupon like way back when to get this. So
that's a really pretty color. I like that.
Very nice.
And yeah, I wish they were just a little bit bigger. They're so small.
Girl, what?
And they're not small. They're dainty.
I want to hear Matthew Deluxe Baldwin pronounce the name of this figure. No? Oh, he's not here, so we can't.
What, this one?
Yeah. Not the jet, the gun. What's his name?
Megatron.
No,
that's not Megatron.
What's his name? It starts with an A and has a bunch of N's and M's in it, and I have no idea how to say it.
It's Greek,
I guess.
Agamemnon. Right.
Agamemnon, maybe that's it. Hmm. I don't know. Anyways, it's a new age Megatron, right?
Yeah, this is the new age. The new age. So last week we saw it at the show on display pics. Here are some, I guess, product photos. There's the gun. Looks pretty good. And he does this thing like with G1 in the toy anyway. And then here's where not so great here with the joints they chose for the hips.
Hips.
But other than that, looks pretty nice. Nice head sculpt.
I mean, considering it's a legend scale, it's yep. Great.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, look at that thigh gap, son. Astro Train can drive through that thigh gap.
Deluxe said that the name is pre-ordered.
Oh, is that what that translates to in Arkansinian?
All right.
Gotcha. Thanks.
He doesn't want to tell us here because he's doing a video explaining the name.
Okay. Hmm. Shout out to
notifications.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, he comes with a gun. The gun that Hot Rod let him get. Way to go, Hot Rod.
Yeah, they were working. They were in cahoots.
I think you're right.
No, I definitely know that Hot Rod and fucking Megatron were in cahoots.
It's waited a long time for this. And that's the DX9 Prime. So once again, reaffirming the fact that New Age is DX9. Yes, no, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I sold that figure this weekend.
There they are.
Luckily, his leg didn't fall off.
Shut up, Magic Square is where you want to go for Legends.
They should have hit up Crashbox for a Dio.
Damn Dio. 6 to 8 month wait there, buddy. I don't know if they have
Yeah, man. You know what the fucking what's so cool about it? Like so small, and the engineering is incredible. It's like sometimes you like look at it like that's better than what we got at fucking Massive Scale, and it's like wow. Oh man, it's crazy.
Back.
Looks like shit.
Nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's changed, but the change it just.
Well, that's. I'm a Magic Square guy, man. I'm not a Legends guy, but I'm in for Magic Square. I root for the team. That's my team. That's my home team. If I was a Legends collector. All right, I'm gonna shut up.
Al Pacino's got nothing to say about this guy on the backside.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to do that?
No.
Is it a late joke?
No. It's just.
Speaking of Red Rockets.
Yeah, so TFC Toys.
Who?
You know those guys. TFC, remember them? They made the miners such as Hercules and what was the name of their Aerobot one?
Kevin.
Well,
Uranus.
Yes, Uranus.
Yeah, Uranus, all right. Mm-hmm. Keep it moving.
But what is this thing?
So you remember that tactical commander thing that was that Rolling Thunder G.I. Yep, Joe homage to Optimus Prime? Well, they have teased that they are going to put a big rocket on it. And I think it's up for debate as to what this is. Some people are calling it Cybertron Red Alert. I don't know what that means. Red Alert's a Lamborghini. I don't get it. There is also, they're calling it maybe Double Dealer. And then there was another option as well. I actually saw it at NJCC.
Thank you, Dust. I was about to say, can we hit the Oscar GIF?
Yeah.
So, Chuck says it's Double Dealer. So, Chuck-tually in the chat.
Oh wow! We got a new fucking Chuck-tually.
Mm-hmm.
Our fact chucker.
He's our fact chucker. That's it.
So Double Dealer. Stay tuned. That's all I can say. It works well with Diaclone stuff.
Chuck-tually. I like
it. And no, do you guys remember the perfect effects? Jet Force Revive Commander?
No.
Oh, well, basically, it's the little upgrade prime that they made for the Combined Wars? No.
And I'm a Transformers Power fan. I just don't give a fuck about this.
Yeah, well, remember
is
had
this
the...
from one of the movies?
Yeah, well, basically, it's kind of like a mashup of like a G2 prime to make it look like Optimus from Revenge of the Moon. No. Dark of the
Revenge
Fallen.
Of the Moon.
Revenge of the Moon. Or Dark of the Saturn.
It's Revenge of the Falling Dark Moon where the moon fell into the ocean.
Knights of the Taint. Shout out to Knights of the Taint.
Something like that.
Superman had to fly backwards.
Actually, that was from...
So anyway, I just wanted to make it known that if you're on the fence about this, there is a little gimmick to it that might help you jump on over.
Revenge of the Moon sounds like a... Yo, Dalton said Revenge of the Moon sounds like a Zelda game.
Hey, I try to bring Sally.
But look, you can use the Studio Series Optimus with it, and you can use the old school Classics Prime with it.
Well, you know, I was on the fence here, but now
on fire.
I'm definitely not. Oh,
no.
Well, since I sold all my Transformers this weekend.
I mean, you may want to buy three of them now. I mean, I kind of like this one in the middle. No?
Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely going to buy all three of them. All
right.
Or none of them. I know if I ever want to play with it, I can just come to your house, Brian.
Yeah.
And then I can do all three of these things.
There you go. I do have all three of these, yeah.
I know you do.
All right, moving on. There was a toy show, I think, out in California, TTF Day, something like that. And they had some MMC stuff on, so we got a close-up of this Rat Bat, which you had seen before.
Huh? That's Rat Bat?
Mm-hmm.
Senator Rat Bat.
Okay, I believe you.
Yeah, he's retooled from that drift mold. That
of course of course it is.
Mm, yeah. And then we got close-ups of one of their DJD guys. This is
is that
Trash
Unicron? Oh, I thought it was Unicron.
No. And there's a nice close-up of him. He's a big dude. And then we have this guy as well.
Some Transformer fan's going to get their dick stuck in that thing. I can already see it.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to have teeth.
I can't remember this guy. You know what? I feel terrible that I don't know the names of these, but
what's with quality, the nipple arms?
Quality program. It's more like Watto. Like maybe there's
you said
piece.
Nipple arms. Where's nipple arms? I can't see when nipple. Oh, whoa. He definitely does have nipple arms. Wow. So, what the fuck's up with that?
This is Helix, and then the other one is Thesaurus, or perhaps in the opposite order. I can't remember.
Thesaurus?
Yeah.
Yes.
And his buddy's name should have been Dictionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his best friend's name's Webster. No? Cool.
Okay. Also, have you guys seen or been keeping up in the news on this NICE RC?
Oh, yeah, man. I got
I follow them on Tumblr.
Yeah, I got the app that gives me updates every 3 fucking seconds from Twitter.
Yeah, their Tumblr page is great.
They had a convention or a small little booth set up. Pictures are okay. This is from Big Firebird Toy. So here's some nice new pictures of that. It's a very nice RC, you know, nice proportions, whatever.
You didn't say that very convincingly.
One of the things that was interesting to note is you can see that they, in car mode, it looks like they have two different types of accessories you can use to change the thing, maybe?
Does Shonen know that they are using their checkerboard from their menus? No?
Yeah, it looks kind of...
Looks like Bob's big boy.
A little looks bit like Tyler's too. Shirt.
Almost.
This is just unpainted. Never mind.
That's fair.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if pre-orders are up for this or not, but it actually looks like a pretty cool figure, to be honest.
Nice boobs.
Yeah, very nice.
So basically, there's a shell that forms around the body. And yeah.
I'm just, you know, let's be real.
I just got excited.
This
got the thick thighs and the big boobs. I mean, hey, what?
Oh, whoa.
Man, look at her. Look, go back. Look at that. Go. Look at that. That's like,
it's pretty like, thick.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like the Chun-Li Storm Collectibles.
Figure. Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Good times right there.
Street Fighter leading the way. That's
there
all
you go. All right. This episode of Into the Realm is brought to you by Agabus.com.
Thanks, Danny.
Agabus is the official e-tailer of the Realm of Collectors. Visit Agabus.com today for all your masterpiece and third-party needs. $5.95 flat rate shipping, free shipping on orders over $150. Price matching with other online retailers and Agabucks, the same as cash reward system. Make a purchase and earn points to use on your next purchase. Visit Agabus.com today for details. Make sure you follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Brian, what's new at Agabus this week?
Not much today, but he did announce, hey, that... That Prime, though, we talked about, that has the multiple options for different Prime cabs.
Yay!
He's got that available.
Okay.
He'll probably have that one available for a while.
It's available for pre-order or it's in stock?
It's not available in my PMs.
It is in stock. He has arrived. Awesome. Order yours today and get...
Beep, 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 beep.
Back up the truck, ladies and gents. Back up the truck. All
and
right.
Jeremy B. from the chat likes this post. So
right on.
Thank you, Jeremy B.
Well, thanks for scraping that together. Hey, Chan, you got your clipboard with you?
I do. I have it right here.
Let's see who's hanging out with us in the chat.
All right. Tonight we had Nightwing in them, K-Tron, Wolfenstein, Antoine was in here, Rogue War, Bot in Disguise, BZ Fresh, Pigment Surgery, Gita, Noble Young, KJ Smith, Tidarium Hanger, Josh F., Energon Addict, Knight of Ren, P. Shrek, Gort, G. Money, Z-Rock Prime, Waddy Watts, Deluxe Baldwin, Kenny Prime, Danny Lee, The Vendetta was in here, Jarrett K., Abe was in here, Van B., Mirage, Minasaur, Eric B., Chuck was in here, True Star Screamer, Frogman, Mark 44 Prime, Craig R, Daltinians, Brammer, Vinny, Sportimus, and Buzzsaw Egypt.
All right.
Wow.
Thanks to the chat squad rolling deep tonight. So let's go down the line here and tell everybody where you're at. Tyler.
You can find me at Tyler the Collector on Instagram, Tyler Lead on Facebook, every Monday night here with you guys. And yet again, we failed to record Detox. Thanks, Mick.
Ooh, again? Wow. What?
Are we still at 99?
Yeah, I think a couple of them got on and recorded something, so you might get a 99.5.
0.5? 0.5. Shout out to the 0.5. Wow. I like that 0.5. Wow.
Well, Toy Detox lives on, hanging by a wing and a prayer, huh?
Pretty much.
Sounds like. Brink.
You find me, Brian Brink, in the Facebook groups, at Brinklizer on Instagram. and selling ant farms at your local toy convention.
Nice. Dead ants? Dead ant. 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 No? All right. Sorry. My bad.
Dust.
Yo, 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 yo. Dust Mites on Instagram. Eddie Dust Mites in the Facebook groups. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. And I'll be here for a fucking hangout.
All right.
Nice.
So the hangout will be...
I'll post that in the Facebook groups.
There you go. Because we have to do it kind of separate from what we're doing here now, at the moment at least. Is that every Chan? You're up, sorry.
Oh,
they're out of order now.
Hi, I'm here. You can find me on Facebook, Chandra Cooper. You can find me on Instagram as Wookie Amy Pocket. You can find me hanging out in the yard with you guys on Monday nights. And
the yard.
And yeah, that's about where I'm at. Oh, Anthony Martin just jumped in the chat, by the way.
Whoa.
What's oh. Up?
I went to high school with Anthony Martin. I'm pretty sure it's not the same Anthony Martin. All right. I am Pinkerton, PNKR10 on Instagram. Christopher Pinkerton on The Good Book and Crashbox Customs on all your social media. Rock boxes, people. RealmofCollectors.com/shop. Order yours today. We've got about, I think, 29 left. We're only doing 100 this year, so get your orders in for that. Past that, I'll be hanging out afterwards. There'll be a link for that in the Facebook group. Hey, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that. I'm done talking.
Say it with me now. Really?